evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, December 4th, 2007 Carrboro Board of Aldermen meeting. Before we begin with anything else, I'd like to invite Peggy Mitch to join me at the podium.
Brief proclamation.
Okay. Whereas the people of North Carolina withstood many hardships in order to secure their inalienable rights, and whereas the state of North Carolina withheld ratification of the Constitution of the United States until a Bill of Rights could be added, providing that the rights of the people might be preserved from infringement by government. And whereas freedom of belief, expression, and association, due process of law, and equal protection of the laws as proclaimed by the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution are indispensable to a democratic society. And whereas the town of Carrboro reaffirmed the human rights of its residents by passing a resolution regarding the USA Patriot Act and the protection of civil rights and liberties, Resolution Number 186, 2001-2. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mark H. Chilton, Mayor of the Town of Carrboro, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim December 15th, 2007, as Bill of Rights Day in the Town of Carrboro and commend this observance to all people. This is the fourth day of December 2007. And I would like to invite Peggy Mish from the Carrboro resident and a member of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee of Orange County.
I wanted to say some of the same words that I've already said last night and also to the Chapel Hill Town Council on November 19th. I wanted to emphasize that the Orange County Bill of Rights Defense Committee is attempting to monitor to make sure that these resolutions that have been passed by the local jurisdictions are implemented all the way down the line to every resident so that everyone is protected. And that's how we started from the imposition of the USA Patriot Act. Since then, there have been other regulations that the administration has put in force. And more recently, we were concerned about the Fourth Amendment with wiretapping and the imposition on immigrants. And just recently now there's a new bill that has been enacted by the House that's I've given the members of the aldermen have it in front of them, and I've given it out to some people in the audience. It's the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, and it's sort of gone under the radar screen that the media hasn't picked up on it. And this pertains to Amendment Number 1, and this would be to prevent freedom of speech if people are supposedly inciting to riot. This is homegrown terrorism, and this is to some of us really frightening. And as an example of implementation of this, if people in the enforcement bodies in the local jurisdictions take this upon themselves with this federal enactment, and I'm making this example of what happened on November 30th in Chapel Hill when students and townspeople were picketing outside Burger King, and one of the students that was there didn't move fast enough on the public sidewalk, and she was arrested for not leaving fast enough. So this was this happened on Friday, and this is the right to picket, and we're monitoring this. We're concerned about the ability for people to picket and be able to voice their opinion on this. And in addition to that, Senator Ellie Kinnaird is in the audience, and I invited the people on the various bodies, the Chapel Hill Town Council, and I don't know who would represent the Chapel Hill Town Council that also passed a proclamation, and then someone here, and then also the commissioners. Someone would represent each one of those bodies to read the proclamation on Bill of Rights Day, December 15th, at noon, at Peace and Justice Plaza. And the Bill of Rights will be read there, too. So I'm inviting someone to be chosen among those groups to represent that, and Senator Kinnaird will make the arrangements. And it's somewhat also, in addition, in honor of Joe Herzenberg.
All right. Thanks very much, Peggy.
Thank you.
Before we move on to our regular agenda, I wanted we have tonight is sort of a special night with the departure of one member of the Board of Aldermen and the swearing in of various members and one new member, entirely new member. But we also have a number of special guests tonight, and I just wanted to take note that former Alderman Francis Shedley, Alan Spalt, and Diana McDuffie have joined us tonight in the audience, and also that Senator Ellie Kinnaird is here, Judge Beverly Scarlett is with us, and Commissioner Mike Nelson from the Orange County Board of County Commissioners is here, and in what is a possibly almost unprecedented visit, the Mayor of Chapel Hill, Mayor Kevin Foy, is with us tonight. Welcome, Mayor Foy. So thank you all for joining us on an important night. I do have a couple of brief announcements, and we'll begin our regular agenda. One is that this coming Friday, December 7th, will be the annual holiday tree lighting ceremony at Carrboro Town Hall, right out here on the front steps. And this event will begin at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, and there'll be some singing by some of the kids from our local elementary schools. So we hope that as many of you as can make it will come, bundle up. It'll probably be a cool night. And I also wanted to mention that the Peer Connections program will be sponsoring a dance this coming Monday, December 10th, from 7:30 p.m. this coming Monday at the Carrboro Century Center. This is a wellness and fitness program for people with disabilities, but the dance is intended to be for the entire general public, and we hope that many of you will join us there on Monday night, coming up 7:30 p.m. at the Carrboro Century Center. Okay. On a final note, it has come to, I think, a couple of the members of the board's attention that that we neglected to take note of the rather momentous occasion of the 100th anniversary of Fitch Lumber Company being in operation. Fitch's Lumber is, I guess, probably the oldest business that is around in Carrboro, and I give my personal congratulations to the Fitch family, who expressed the desire to be here for another 100 years, which sounds fantastic to me. And I think we'll be bringing forward a resolution about that at our next regular meeting. So with that, with all of that, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Is there a
move approval?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. Next, the approval of abstract of votes cast at the November 6, 2007 election.
Move the resolution on attachment A.
Second.
I have to say, approval is hardly even the word. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passes unanimously. And then we have one brief substantive matter, a request to adopt a budget ordinance reflecting current status of loans and reserves. Are there any questions for the staff about that?
No.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Following note, congratulations, James. Good job. There's $400,000 to lend. Good management.
All right. Yeah. People bring us some proposals. We want to hear. Alderman Zaffer.
Yeah. Yeah, we just blew through that so fast, which is my fault. unusual. Well, what can I say? 12 years is a long time, and I want to express what a privilege it has been to serve on this board with this staff, with my colleagues, for the past 12 years. I think over that time, there's been a hallmark of this organization in that this board and staff have largely worked as a team with a common vision to get a lot done. I'm not going to go through the laundry list. A couple of highlights that I think are significant in that we've built on the progress of a lot of work that a lot of people who came before us did. Some of the things that I'm most pleased with and that have taken place during my tenure are the true movement forward on a sustainable and ongoing program to marry affordable housing with the residential growth that's occurred in this community. It took a long time to forge the right combination of mechanisms to make it work, and in our unique partnership along with the town of Chapel Hill, Kevin, you guys have done a great job on this as well, with Orange Community Housing and Land Trust, have begun to see over the past couple of years real product on the ground, and I think that's a testament to all the local governments working together along with nonprofits, and I appreciate the work that our board has done on that. The vibrancy that you see in our downtown started that the effort to move us in that direction started with the lady sitting over there, the Honorable Ellie Kinnaird. I think we've made even more strides since that time in building on that work. The New Vision for Downtown Carrboro project was a long and arduous and contentious one. At least for me, one of the most gratifying moments in sitting around this table was when we finally came to agreement and the adoption of measures that could actually bring that vision to life. I guess one of my only regrets in leaving at this point is that the permits are in the pipeline, but the stuff isn't on the ground. And so we'll be able to see that in the next couple of years. Specifically, Alberta, the East Main Street project coming to us is going to be the project on the old Andrews Rigsby property. That's going to build on this vibrancy and begin to get us towards that goal that I said and this board agreed to, what was it, 99, I suppose it was, it's 8 years ago, to double the non-residential square footage. And we agreed on a way to start doing that that is in line with sustainable development principles, as well as building on the character and vibrancy of our community. And everybody is to be thanked for that, this board, the staff, and all of the people who participated in that process. It was a community-wide process, and I was really delighted to see that actually come to fruition, for us to arrive at agreement on a path forward to making that happen. I think our small area plan has been successful in bringing forward what was in that compromise vision. I think that the ideas that people have brought forth since then to modify and build on that effort are needed. But again, that was our first really large-scale experiment in building policy through community consensus. And it's always contentious when the first rubber meets the road permit comes through the door. But I'm pleased at what I think is ultimately going to be the result, and I think that folks who follow are going to be able to build on that success as well. So what we want to do in going through that little laundry list of self-congratulation is to kind of go through the credits, because I think it's really important to recognize a lot of people individually who have been and continue to be involved. What happens around this table is that we set the stage and we set the tone for the future of our community and how things happen. The people who make it happen on the ground are the people who sit behind that desk, who sit behind every desk and in every office in this building, who drive the trucks, who ride in the police cars. Those are the folks who make it happen. And I can't mention everybody, but I really need to thank in particular our manager, Steve Stewart, who has moved us into a new level of professionalism as an organization. Steve has done a tremendous job. Bob Morgan, who preceded him, was a terrific manager, but I really want to thank you for that. Our attorney, Mike Burrow, who has given us extraordinary guidance throughout the years. We are lucky to have North Carolina's foremost local government attorney working for us. My office mate, Sarah Williamson, you're the best. You put the best face on the organization possible. Our police chief, Carolyn Hutchinson, who has, I think, done for the police department what I just said about Steve. Remarkable group of folks. And our department, I think, is in large measure due to her and her leadership and the folks who work for her, regarded statewide as one of the best in how it relates to and responds to the needs of the community, in addition to merely enforcing the law. Need to mention and thank the late Rodney Murray, our former fire chief. In some respects, the worst moment spent here was watching that series of events unfold in one of our finest public servants in terrible difficulty with a bad end. And I can't help thinking that in some respects, while there were many people in this organization and elsewhere who really tried to help, that the community failed Rodney in some respects. Travis has done an outstanding job picking up from that. Former Public Works Director Chris Peterson, George, Anita Jones McNair, transportation planners who I worked with very closely, Ken Withrow and Dale McKeel in particular. And I want to extend a special note to my partner in crime or progress, depending on how you want to phrase it, our Director of Community Development, James Harris. The activity that I talked about earlier, the vibrancy and the feel of moving forward and of life, James is the guy on the ground who's really played a bigger role in making that happen than anyone. And he has done that through many, many administrations, and he does it quietly and without fanfare. And so, James, keep going, and I would enjoin this board to continue to make sure that you utilize his expertise to the fullest and the resources that he brings to the table to the fullest. Obviously, I've got to acknowledge all of my friends and family who have supported and tolerated my work here for all of these years, people who campaigned for me. They believed in that common vision. A lot of folks, Billy Cox, there's BT back there, Brian Taylor, Baxter Sapp, many, many others. Just wanted to thank you guys. And really a lot of people who have gone unrecognized are the volunteers who work on our advisory boards, which is where a lot of people get started getting caught up into the vortex of this business. And that's where the illness begins, I think. So what the medication is, I'm not sure. But they put in endless hours of work, and through those volunteers' efforts really spring the ideas that formulate the policies that we bring forward. Former elected officials and some current that I particularly want to point out, obviously Francis Shetley, Ellie Kinnaird, Tom Gerganis, Hilliard Caldwell, Alan Spalt, Jay Bryan, the late Hank Anderson, Mike Nelson, Diana McDuffie, and I also want to recognize, just because we are on the same page so often, and my colleague Joel Hall Brown. All have approached the job with a sense of candor, transparency, putting the town first. And I think everybody does that. But I think there's particular recognition that deserves to be made to those folks. And what has this created? This has created what is, in my view, a lot of success. The town has a lot of challenges before us, and success brings challenges. And that's to follow through on the progress that we've made. There's temptation to use a successful organization or a successful endeavor as a vehicle, either to promote an agenda or an idea that is external to the workings of the town as serving the needs of the people. I would just enjoin those who follow to resist that temptation and consider the big picture and the responsibility to, again, set the stage for those who follow. It's easy to lose the sight of common goals and interests in small, detailed disagreements and the stratagems that one gets into to try to either resolve those or get around them. I wish my colleagues all the success in the world. I think that you have the tools to make it happen. I think we have the people to make it happen. And I want to particularly welcome our new board member. Board member? Oh, well, I thought I'd get through it. Lydia Lavelle. And enjoin all to keep, again, the larger community front and center. And remember, you have something great here, and I would suggest you have something magical. Don't blow it. Thank you, and have a pleasant evening.
At this time, I'd like to recognize Alderman Joel Hall Brown.
You've got to come with me to the podium.
Oh, gee.
The last order I get to give you.
Nah, it won't be the last.
Maybe in a different format.
The board has a resolution and then a little gift. First of all, I'm very honored on the board to be able to do this, so I'm just emotional. Whereas Alex Zafford was elected as an alderman for the town of Carver in 1995, and whereas he served as mayor pro tem from December 2001 to December 2003, and whereas he is the former chair of the Democratic Party and has held numerous different offices within the party, and whereas, in the words of Ellie Kennard, Alex had recently left the School of Arts when I asked him to be my campaign manager for Carver Mayor in 1987. I knew he was interested in politics, so I proposed he give it a try. He not only was successful, but went on to a productive and creative career in politics himself. Alex immersed himself in every detail about projects from transportation to planning and became a recognized expert in all aspects of government. And whereas he has been a strong advocate for issues to improve the lives of Carver citizens, whereas Alex has always had a certain thespian quality, an orator of sorts, not an easy thing to do on the sometimes mundane issues that come before the board, his way of holding his head and occasionally tossing his hair with a certain flair, as well as his long-involved senses, were entertaining and effective in getting his point across. Whereas Alex served on the MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, Transportation Advisory Committee, from December of 1995 to present, he was chair for 2003 to 2004 and vice chair for 2001 and 2002. And whereas he faithfully attended and participated in TAC meetings and was never reluctant to express his opinion or feelings regarding issues coming before the TAC, he often espoused positions that other TAC members shared but may have been reluctant to express. Alex was not afraid to deal with controversial matters, taking them head on rather than dancing around the edges. However, he also tried to find common ground to resolve difficult issues. Alex was a strong advocate for alternative to the single-occupant automobile, forcefully promoting bicycle and pedestrian initiatives, and whereas he successfully secured state funds to help with local projects, and whereas when a Walmart was planned to be built in Chatham County, he brought a resolution to the board calling on Chatham to be sensitive to its citizens' needs and carefully examine Walmart's possible effects on traffic and the environment, and whereas he worked for the improvements to Homestead High School Road and the installation of a traffic signal, and whereas Alex was instrumental in promoting the creation of an affordable housing land trust, and Alex has been a dedicated servant to the town of Carver, and his energy and expertise has made Carver a better place to live. Whereas Alex is a thoughtful, smart, and caring person, he has given countless years to the betterment of Carver, and whereas Alex was the only real policy wonk on the board, he really knew the ordinances and land use policy and would get excited about discussing the details. Whereas Alex was completely knowledgeable about every land use issue and many more issues, and Alex was often the best at crafting a good compromise when the board was split. Whereas in a community that has grown rapidly and experienced a high degree of transients, it may be worth noting that Alex grew up here and is a graduate of Chapel Hill High School. And whereas having spent almost all of his life in Orange County, he has a good sense of local history and really strong roots in Orange County. And whereas Alex's dedication to affordable housing led him to investigate alternatives to the preferred course of inclusionary zoning, which we were advised the town could not do directly, implementing instead the small house ordinance requiring that some units in a development be more modest. And whereas Alex quantified Carrboro's economic development goals by proposing to double the commercial space downtown, taking the tax base imbalance and generalizing it into support for downtown, now therefore the mayor and board of aldermen of the town of Carrboro resolves. Section 1, Alex's service is gratefully appreciated and recognized as a great benefit to the town of Carrboro. And Section 2.
I made it three.
And this resolution shall become effective upon adoption. And just a little something for you.
I'll second.
We have to vote on the resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'll move the resolution.
Okay. It's been seconded by Dan Coleman. All those in favor of the resolution give a resounding aye.
Aye.
And all those opposed, the matter passed unanimously.
So, Did y'all figure out what color my socks were, too? Well,
actually, I'm going to hand this to you because these are quotes from former board members and people that have had the honor.
What PI did you hire to put this together?
I'll tell you about that later. But on behalf of the board and the town of Carrboro and the staff, we would like you to have this memento of your great service to the town of Carrboro.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much. What can say one say to that except thank you so much. Oh, bless your heart, Joel. This is just lovely. Two lessons to be learned. When Ellie comes knocking on your door, run or be prepared for 15 years of work. And as for thespian qualities, somebody once said that politics is show business for ugly people. I am your case in point. So thank you again. I've enjoyed it. Carry on.
Thank you, Alan. We will have, in just a few moments, some comments from our new Board of Aldermen, but before that happens, I would like to call Lydia Lavelle up to the podium, and Judge Scarlett, Your Honor, if you would join her there.
If you'll repeat after me, please. I, Lydia Lavelle.
I, Lydia Lavelle.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As alderman of the town of Carrboro.
As alderman of the town of Carrboro.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
According to my best skill and ability.
According to my best skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Judge Scarlett, if you will stay near the podium for a moment longer, I would like to ask Alderman Joel Hall Brown to approach the podium as well.
Place the left hand on the Bible and raise the right. Thank you. And if you'll repeat after me, please. I, Joel Hall Brown.
I, Joel Hall Brown.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As Alderman of the Town of Carrboro.
As Alderman of the Town of Carrboro.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
According to my best skill and ability.
According to my best skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Judge Scarlett. And we might also say it's not so long ago that Judge Scarlett was appointed to the bench of the Orange County District Court, Orange Chatham District Court, and we're very proud and pleased to have you with us here tonight. Thank you. Alderman Dan Coleman, if you would approach the podium.
Repeat after me. I, Dan Coleman.
I, Dan Coleman.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge. And
that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As Alderman of the Town of Carrboro.
As Alderman of the Town of Carrboro.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
According to my best skill and ability.
According to my best skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
You be careful.
And I have two copies, Dan, so you can have one. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. My older son, Samuel, performed this service for me last time, and so my younger son, Alex, is going to do it for me this time.
Did you wish for me 2 years?
Yeah, could you 2 years?
Repeat after me. I, Mark Chilton.
I, Mark Chilton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of my office as mayor.
Of my office as mayor.
Of the town of Carrboro.
Of the town of Carrboro.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
According to my best skill and ability.
According to my best skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Not inconsistent therewith is my favorite part. All right. we'll begin by receiving comments from the mayor and the new Board of Aldermen, and I would like to recognize. Would somebody like to begin? If not. They're saying, Lydia, that since you were since you finished first, we're going to make you go first.
Okay. All right. Well, before beginning my brief remarks, I'd like to recognize again Orange County District Court Judge Beverly Scarlett, who swore me in. Bev is actually my study partner from law school. Back when I first started at North Carolina Central University, Bev and I both lived in Carrboro, and we met each other, hit it off, and we were study partners for the 4 years that we were in the program together. And we have stayed in touch over the years, and I was at her swearing-in last year, as Mark mentioned, at the courthouse in Hillsboro, where she became a district court judge. And I can think of no person I would rather have had swear me in than my friend Bev, and I thank her for doing this for me. I am honored and excited and humbled by this opportunity that has been given to me by the citizens of Carrboro to serve on the Board of Aldermen. I look forward to working with Mayor Chilton and the rest of the members of the Board of Aldermen and to Town Manager Steve Stewart and the folks who make up the workforce of Carrboro. My decision to run for office was not made lightly. When I decide to do something, I throw myself into it, and so I carefully considered the effect that this campaign and possible victory would have on my life. It certainly would not have happened without the full support of those closest to me, my partner Alicia and our kids Riley and Avery, all of whom who gave me permission to wreak havoc on our family life. Alicia is my number one supporter in my right arm, and she has been a great asset during the campaign, and she will continue to be so now that I am on the board. She has lived here for most of the last 20 years and has been involved in much of what makes Carrboro so unique. And in fact, I hated the days during the campaign that I had to go and knock on doors without her because she knows a lot of people. But she's a great sounding board for me, and she takes a special interest in many of the issues that we are facing. I can't possibly try to thank everyone individually who helped with this campaign, but I do want to recognize two people in particular, Jay Ladd and Mark Bush. Now, I know Mark's here. I'm not sure if Jay's walked in yet. But I have known them both for years, and when I decided to run for the board, they both offered early on to help with my campaign. And as a result, they spent many, many nights with Alicia and me and others volunteering to do anything I asked, from creating the website to constantly updating it to working with databases to giving me advice on everything. And Jay and Mark, I certainly could not have done this without you. I want to direct my next few comments to Riley and Avery. As you know, when I was growing up, my parents both volunteered with local boards and other community organizations. I saw the importance firsthand about caring about one's community and how important it was to work on the challenges a community faces. I know that you think I am crazy for wanting to spend every Tuesday night at Carborough Town Hall, but I hope I am showing you a little bit of what my parents showed me. Thanks again for all of your support. Finally, as for the citizens of Carborough, much has been made about the fact that I am from an area of town that was annexed into Carborough last year, and that we now have representation on the board. It is true that I wake up every day in the northwest area of town, and I have an opportunity to see and live around an area of Carborough that many do not have a reason to drive through or to, and any perspective that I'm able to give to this board from living where I do, I believe can only help the board. But I also know from walking through every neighborhood in Carborough that our neighborhoods are much more similar than they are different. We all face the challenges of rising property taxes. We all want to prevent our environmentally sensitive areas, such as Bull and Creek, and we all want to support our Greenways program. We all want our citizens to be treated fairly and equally. We all want our leaders to be smart with our town checkbook and not spend money foolishly. We all face the challenges of road connections and how these might affect traffic in our area. We all face the challenges of development and how this might affect our neighborhoods. I look forward to adding my voice to the Board of Aldermen as we address these challenges in the coming years, and I look forward to serving all of the citizens of Carborough. Thanks again for this opportunity.
Well, there are a lot of thank yous, so I'm going to take a little bit of time and thank a lot of people. But the first thank you I want to thank is the late Hank Anderson, who served on this board so well, because he got me interested in participating in Carborough government. And the first position that I served on was the OWASA board, Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And from that, in January of 1999, I was appointed on the board by some wonderful people who I thank still. Jackie Gist, the former mayor and now commissioner, Mike Nelson, former Alderman Hilliard Caldwell, former Alderman Alan Spalt, former Alderman Diane McDuffie. They really, and without saying too much, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, former Alderman Alex Zaffron. The other thank yous that I have, I'd like to thank my father, who is here with me today. Wave your hands so everybody can see you again. He and my late mother, Mabel Hall, brought me up to participate in government. You cannot live in our household and be over the age and eligible to vote and not vote. And their participation in community and their church was a great role model for me, and I just want to thank them both very much. I'd like to thank my husband, Jonathan, who was here but had to leave to go pick up our son, who was at basketball practice in the Carborough Rec League, so everybody pulled for the Miami Heat this year because he plays on the Heat team. I would like to thank the staff. I've been on the board since 1999, and they are the most professional, patient, hardworking people that I've had the opportunity to work with. And that includes the town attorney, Mike Brough, and also our wonderful clerk, Sarah Williamson. It included the former town manager, Bob Morgan, and now our present town manager, Steve Stewart. So I want to thank you for doing the jobs that you do and allowing me to do the job that I would like to do. I would also like to thank my campaign manager, and I don't know if she's here because she really pushed me this time, and that would be Myra Royal. I don't see Myra here, but she was just a great assistant. For this term, my focus will be on ensuring that Carborough continues to be a great place to live, as it is now, but for us to continue to push forward on two major areas, affordable housing, and the economic sustainability of the entire community so that everyone in the community, no matter how much they earn, can have the same quality of life. That is my goal. That is my push. I will be encouraging staff and my colleagues on the board to continue to do that. I also want to thank the citizens of Carrboro. It is an honor when you are an incumbent to get reelected for the third time. It means either that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, or they want you to be here every Tuesday. So you won't get in any other trouble. So I am very thankful for this opportunity to be a servant and a steward of Carrboro Resources. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I also have a lot of people to thank, but I'm only going to name a few individually. There were dozens of people who helped with my campaign, and just that I couldn't have done it without them. It was really a grassroots effort, and I was very appreciative of all that support. I want to thank all the voters of Carrboro who came out and exercised their democratic right and cast their vote for me. I really appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to making you proud of that vote that you cast. I want to thank particularly my wife, Paula, who's away on a business trip and can't be here tonight, who was a great support through the whole campaign, as she is in all ways of my life, and Misha, who reminds me what it's all about and who makes it fun, and two other people in particular. One is Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who came out and introduced me at my campaign kickoff back in June and was supportive throughout the fall, and I truly appreciate that. And the really what we as a town, I feel, owe her is so great in terms of the vision she brought to the town and the path that we started off during her tenure as mayor, and to feel like that I can participate in continuing that is really both humbling and inspiring to me. The other person in particular is my colleague Jacqueline Gist, who was a real rock for me during the campaign in terms of someone who I could rely on and who helped me in every conceivable way, both personally and politically. And Jackie, thank you so much. I also want to thank everyone who makes it worthwhile to be an alderman, who made me, after 2 years of doing this work, want to run for office to do it again. And it starts with the citizens of Carrboro, the hundreds of people who put their time, their energy, their heart, and their intelligence into making this town a better place to live, continuing to improve it. All the people who serve on this board, every one of my colleagues, despite our occasional or more frequent disagreements, whatever those might be, that we really have, I think, very productive deliberation, and we come to policy decisions that do move this town along. I want to thank all the past aldermen who have put us on the course we're on. They've been named already. I'm not going to do it again. I want to thank Alex, who sat beside me for 2 years, and I could whisper to him any question I had about any policy matter or any background, and he had it. And I really took advantage of that and benefited from it, and I'm going to miss it, as well as his leadership. And I want to thank our staff, who've already all been mentioned by name, so I'm not going to do that again, but we really do have an incredible staff, and it meant a lot to me when I learned that our town clerk, Sarah Williamson, could swear me in tonight. There was just no other alternative for me, that, you know, she's our longest serving town employee and she's the face of Carrboro. And for me, you know, to be connected to that part of the history of our town is just very, very meaningful. So I'm looking forward to the next 4 years. I'm looking forward to working with this group, with all of you, and we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. We've got a lot of opportunities. We've got a lot of ambition as a small town that in some ways is maybe a little too big for its britches, But, you know, we're always trying to pull them up and stretch them out, and looking forward to that work with you all. Thank you.
I would just like to say that I gave one of those speeches only 2 years ago, so I'll try to keep it short. Maybe we can be done by 8:30 and begin our reception. I really want to thank, first of all, the voters and residents of Carrboro for the opportunity to serve you for another 2 years as your mayor. It is genuinely a real honor. It's a unique experience. Most of the time it's a lot of fun. And I sincerely appreciate the literal vote of confidence that you've given me, as your mayor. While there were a lot of people who helped out with my campaign this past fall in different ways, I want to mention in particular, just a few people. I want to thank my mother, who's with us here tonight, and we'll get my mom to wave since Joel's dad waved. my mother and father taught me a lot of taught me the values that I bring to this job, and a love for our natural world, our natural environment, and are a real inspiration to me. And I also want to thank the three people who probably sacrificed the most for me to be the mayor of Carrboro: Samuel and Alex, my two boys, and more than anybody else, my wife Quaker Harmon. Thank you for allowing me to do this. With that, I'll turn it over to, I don't know if any of the incumbent members of the board would like to add a few comments.
I'm not going to take too much time, as I know people are ready to move on. I'm very sorry that Alex has left the building. Has Alex left the building?
No, he's just hiding back there.
Oh, okay, because my voice is almost gone tonight, and I wanted to apologize to Alex for waiting until he was off the board before I lost my voice. Because he would have enjoyed that. So I'm sorry, Alex. And I want to thank Alex for his vision and his stewardship and for his incredible energy. And I know that just because Alex will no longer be behind this table where I could keep an eye on all the crazy ideas he was coming up with, that he'll be out in the community coming up with them on his own where I can't watch him. So I wish he wasn't leaving. And I'll really miss him as a colleague over the past 12 years. I've very much enjoyed working with him. I'm very excited to have Dan back. It's wonderful working with Dan. Some people won't get this, but Dan, in so many ways, in his style on the board, reminds me of Jay Bryan. They really do. The bigger packet they come in with, the longer you know you're going to be here. That's one of the things. Very detailed and research-oriented. Just excellent, like, progressive policy wonks, which is what we need. Lydia, I am so happy that you're here. I was excited when you decided to run, and I really look forward. I've enjoyed you as a member of the community. I've enjoyed you as a member of the same congregation, the same church, and I'm very much looking forward to having you here. I'm particularly looking forward to the expertise that you'll bring on recreation issues and greenways, along with your, I can see that you have a very good analytical mind. I don't, so I depend on other people to have. So I'm looking forward to that. John, nothing to say to you, but glad you're still here, too. Yeah. Next time. Mark, it's a delight working with you. Your love for the town and your knowledge of the town is wonderful. And you're always there, and you're always calm. except when you're not. But generally, you're really calm. I have known Joel for a long, long time, and I got to know her so much better standing in the cold and sometimes rain on election day for 12 hours. And we really had a great time. And I learned so many things about her that I didn't know, even after all these years. And I learned that her dad bakes really good pies. That's what she told me. And I also really came across her love for her parents. And I know your mom's really proud of you tonight and is with us. So I'm happy to have you back. You didn't run, but I'm still glad you're here, too.
I want to welcome back Mark and Joel and Dan, and a very special welcome to Lydia. I'm very excited about the potential for new dynamics. I, too, will miss Alex. Is he back?
He's in the hall. He'll always be lurking.
Okay. Well, Alex, don't slip away. I do have a gift for you, and I... Okay, so, and I want to thank Alex for so many things. Well before I ran, Alex and I met, and we talked about some things that he was working on and that I was trying to crystallize my vision for Carrboro, and he was instrumental in helping me see some of the things that we were moving towards. So I want to publicly thank you. And I also want to say how excited I am with... 2008 is coming very quickly, and we have some wonderful challenges ahead of ourselves, and I think we're up for it. So I look forward to the work we have ahead of us.
Alex, don't go away. I want to say I missed the last meeting, so I don't know if folks say something to Alex, but I missed that opportunity. I want to say, number one, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry for hurting your feelings and being mean to you. You are a brilliant, smart guy and a great guy, and you know it. And every time I look at what's happening in downtown, everybody, I know I see it, is your fingerprints all over, as well as the leadership of many of the folks who are here today. But when I think of transportation experts or quasi lawyers in the board, I always gonna be thinking of you. We're gonna miss you. You are very unique, and I know you might be off this board, but you know, today in Hanukkah Day, which means day of recommitment, I know that that's who you are, and. And yours will be married to this town and to the people of Carrboro. So I thank you so much for your leadership. And to my fellow colleagues, is welcome back to those who got re-elected by the people of Carrboro. It's truly an honor to be re-elected and serve the people of Carrboro and work with such a brilliant staff. And just want to thank you for the opportunity to serve with you folks, and I'm still learning a lot, have much to learn, and this is a very exciting day. And for Lydia, I think number one, it's great to have a woman to the right of the mayor, and also
we're breaking up the boys' club over here.
I think you're going to bring incredible talent, and it just proves one more time that Carrboro is a very progressive town that supports progressive candidates, and it's wonderful to continue seeing the diversity of this town represented in this board. Thank you.
All right. All right, we've got just a few quick more items, if you will bear with us for just a few more minutes. First of all, we need to proceed to the appointment of a mayor pro tem for the town of Carrboro. Is there a motion?
There he is. As the now no longer, hopefully, Mayor Pro Tem, I move that the board appoint John Hoyer.
I would like to second that. It's a tradition on this body that the Mayor Pro Tem is appointed according to seniority. And I had it a long time ago, and now Joel. And believe it or not, you're now the third most senior member on the board. You've been here a while. So with that, I'll thank you for stepping up and second the resolution.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of appointing John Herrera as the Mayor Pro Tem of the Town of Carrboro signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. Congratulations, John. For appointments to the Retreat Planning Committee, two members of the Board of Aldermen have expressed an interest that I know about, Alderman Brown and Alderman Haven O'Donnell. Is there, we so could.
They can have it.
So moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. And finally, we have a resolution supporting Chilton.
May I assume from that vote that the other items are approved along with that appointment to the committee?
Right.
The was there a resolution in connection with that?
Yes, there was. The dates and also authorization to move forward with negotiating with the facilitator.
Could we have a separate motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we do those two things. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously.
Thank you.
And then finally, a resolution supporting an application for a North Carolina Safe Routes to School grant.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. Ladies and gentlemen, we are adjourned, and let us repair to the hallway where we have some refreshments for you all. Thank you again for joining us, and we will see you. And forget. Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
The first night of Hanukkah tonight. We will see you all in January.
Mr. Jones.